G'day, my name's Tony. On behalf of myself and the coach line, I'd like to thank you for choosing to drive with us today. I'm a local, hope I can impart some of my local knowledge. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate, just to sing out. Those who are interested, there's the old bridge swaying away, replaced by the new bridge in 1972. Funny thing, the old bridge used to be called the new bridge. Yeah, a bit of a funny thing. Up ahead there's the Bronzer Bluey, your local sheepdog who became a member of regional council. It's a bloody great day for dogs, not just here but everywhere in the North Island. It's the town's oldest street, that's the Museum of Meat. There's the town's largest industry, that's the sock factory, hence the giant sock. The town hall, note the mosaic wall. Well, there are 5,600 tiles on that wall. I know, I counted them all. A local school, a local swimming pool, which was opened by the Governor General back in 1952. Where I was caught with a friend, they shall ever sniff and track a few. We thought we were pretty cool, breaking them changing shed rules. But do you see up there, the banner hanging in the air, the Presbyterian Fair? Well, I never go, there's too many Presbyterians there. But if you're interested, the fair's in the third weekend of August every year. But don't bother entering the raffle, it's always won by some kid of the mayor. Well, do you hear that sound? The town clock heard from anywhere in town. Until 1960, it was a little place in Norway. We bought it for £100. Rumour has it they sold it cheap because the chimes were too loud. But every time I hear that sound, it makes me so proud. I look to your left, what a beautiful sight. It's Paula, Paula Thompson. Deep all her right, to look at her hair, it's still gorgeous even now, flowing like the Wamahunga River, which incidentally is to your right, and is the largest in the area in terms of volume. Everybody, look at Paula, look at Paula Thompson. I always thought I'd marry Paula, but some things just don't work out that way. Well, that's the most important thing you'll learn on the tour today. That and the fact that there'll be a toilet break at the information center near the man-made lake. Yeah, just ask you one favour. If you do see Paula in town later on, that you don't mention the details of the tour, I'd appreciate that. Same goes for my wife, Gloria. You'll recognise her, she looks a hell of a lot like Paula actually. She often gets mistaken for Paula, but she's not Paula, that's for sure, no.
Paula Thompson, born in 54, to a family of four, to the family next door, take me back next door. Paula Thompson, leave Paula right, that's her own house number 39, number 41 was mine. If this old coach could go back in time, I'd drive to 1979. Take me back, take me back, take me back,
take me back,
take me back, take me back,
take me back,
take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back, take me back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Always get a little bit emotional on the corner of Rutherford and Brown Streets, but that is truly the end of the tour, so mind your step. Yeah, good on you.